The pasuk said, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan." What does it mean? Ki hishchus kol basar starke yalo aretz. You see from here that all the behemoths and all the chayas, even the oifos, adam, everybody was intermingling from an arayas perspective. But Rabbi Yochanan's lashon is melamit shehirbiu behemah al chaya, v'chaya al behemah, v'adam al akol, v'akol al adam. Where's that diktuk hirbiu coming from? The lashon pasuk. The pasuk says ki hishchus kol basar starke yalo aretz. The Beis Halevi, in the beginning of Parshas Noach, brings our Gemara. And he says that even though in our Gemara, it's clear, Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Hishchis Kol Basar was Hishchis, right? That was his understanding, that man caused all these different creatures to engage in this promiscuity. But in the Midrashim, says the Beis Halevi, it's mashma a little bit differently. In the Midrashim, it's mashma that the behemoths did it on their own. That the behemoths somehow, on their own, had this Yetzahara to go and mate be she'enoi minim. He says, I'm bin Marsha here, Masech to Sanhedrin, that's already ma'ir this. But this narrative of Rabbi Yochanan says the Beis Halevi is different than the Midrashic narrative. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the behemoths and chayas themselves were mating be she'enoi minim. It was man that was causing them to do it. But in the Medrash, this is something that they were doing on their own. And the Beis Halevi asks the obvious question. He says, Bishlami Rabbi Yochanan. So people were mamish so perverted in that generation that they had somehow not by taking behemoths and chayas and having them mate b'she'en amina. But the way the Medrash understands it, and that is that the behemoths themselves were doing this, and the chayas themselves were doing this. A behemoth doesn't have a yetzahara. A chaya doesn't have a yetzahara. So what does it mean that a behemoth and chaya is doing something like this? The chayra, they act with instincts, and their instincts is that they have some taiva for arayas of a beminam. They came to a point where they too had taiva for a she'en aminan based on some level of ashchasa. L'chayret eino yoyme elodar she'eni. So the Beis Halevi says, and this is your dua, I'll just read a few excerpts. Rako inyan. The kemoida ha'odam poil ba'atzmai al yidei hergele b'maisim haron. Just like a person through his bad deeds, he can change his nature. V'oysne ba'atzmai teva shniya. He can make for himself a new teva. To continue doing what it is he got accustomed to doing. And even if in his seichel he understands that it's the wrong thing to do. Once he's mashrish in his gufa teva shnir to do the wrong thing, you can't stop it, right? It's very hard to break a bad habit. And the concept is, it becomes your teva. Now, olakim also sa adam yosha. Dehim bikshu cheshvayin is rabim. We were all created to have good habits. But throughout the course of our life, we do certain things that really we're not supposed to be doing. And that causes us to have bad habits, right? What's exhibit A for that? The Ben Sayer Umayr. That he's at a point where his habits are so bad, quote unquote addictive, that we don't even think, einenu shameh, like the Rechaim HaKadosh says, we don't even think he's going to be able to undo and unhear and unsee the things that he's gotten involved in. And as a result, he's going down a path that we think, yomu zakev al yomu zchayv, might as well just kill him now before he does all these averes. But this is something that everybody understands. It's the most basic thing in the world, that a person creates a certain nature where he's going to do things over and over and over again, even though in his seichel he knows it's the wrong thing to do, but afilu hachi can't break his nature. And because he can't bring his nature, he gets stuck in this. I'm skipping a little bit. Another excerpt. Ki chen yisad malkoi shaloylon bahat biyoy teva lecho briyoysov liyoyz tivam nishtane v'nimshach achem mais odom v'ergeloi ukefi roi v'asiyas ha'odom ken yishtane teva shal kulam im ma'at v'imharbi. Says the Beis Halevi. Here's the punchline. V'loy levad b'briyoys achayim. Now you should know that this is not only true for briyos achayim, elegam b'doymimim. Even as it relates to a doymim, nasa teva chadosho ha'gormen l'hashoycham b'soycham liyoyz lehem netil. Meaning, when a person behaves a certain way, this is a tifazach, it changes his teva. But doesn't only change his teva, it changes the teva of his surroundings. That's a chiddush. In the psychology of habit and addiction, okay, it affects you, it affects the people around you. Now, it does affect the people around you, but that's in a secondary way. But, says the Beis Halevi, the oimik is that you don't just change your teva, you actually change the teva of everything and everyone around you. He said, that's the oimik in the Gemara's and Kedushim Mem Tesam Beis, that Asar Kaben of Znus Yardu La'olam, Tishu Not La'olam, right? Tishu Not La'this, Tishu Not La'that. What happened was the people in those places were behaving a certain way, and then the Medina itself took it, because this was an Indian that affected the Medina. And he says like this, even though it's not something we can freely understand, right? It's not something that you can intellectually articulate 100%. Nikamakim kol adam yuchal lahargishay b'chosh mamish. Every person can experience it. Bevoye le'eza medina acheres chadasha. If a person goes to a city, Beis Halevi talking, shehi prutza be'eza prat mena pratim. If they're parrots in a certain prat, yimotze gam ba'atzmei eza netiv v'amshoch elezeh ha'prat, yoysimi ma'shehoye lo'y k'shay b'medina acheres, he's going to feel something. You know, the Chassidish Sfarim say, I would never say this, but the Chassidish Sfarim say that Avraham Avinu, when he came to Mitzrayim, we're going to learn very, 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 very soon, in Parshas Lach Lecha, so he says, Atu yadati, or hine yadati, and Rashi brings the Chazal that until then Avraham Avinu had never looked at Sarah. So what changed? So Rashi and Chazal say a whole bunch of different pshatim. But the Hilge Tzadikim said that Avraham Avinu walked into Mitzrayim, which was Shtufe Zima. The Medina, the Mokim, had a hashpah on Avraham Avinu. It's Mamish Space Alevi. It had a hashpah on him, and for the first time, he didn't know Yodati Kishi Yifas Mara. He never saw, he never chapped, he was never oymed on it. But now he walked into Mitzrayim. He walked into a Medina that was prutza be'ezer prat min ha'pratim. Is he motzei gam ba'atzmoy ezer netiyah v'amshoch elezeh ha'prat yoysim ha'shaloy k'shoy medina ha'chayis. That's mamish the story of Avraham Avinu. And the Beis Halevi's Meirach, this is pages long, this piece, we're stopping here. This is pages long, but just I'll read the first thing. He says, that's the oymek in the Gemara Masechtes Tainis, daf yud aleph amud aleph, where the Puff says that after a person dies, me made it, right? Who's going to say Eidos? So the Gemara says, you want to know who's going to say Eidos? Avnei Beisoi, v'koyreis Beisoi, mi'iden ala odem v'shasadin. He said, what's the oymek? Right, it's a pasuk. He ever mikir tizok, v'kapis, me'etzi aneno. He said, the oymek is because a person lives in a house. What does that house feel like? What's the teva shni of that house? You can walk into a person's house, you know, you can feel it. Now, we can't, but the tzaddikim were able to feel it. They had such a sensitive antenna, and that's what's going to happen. All of a sudden, the person's house, his bricks and mortars, kipshutai, are going to go up to Shemayim, and they're going to be made. The oilam is going to shmek ois. It smells like elam. What does it smell like? And based on that, they're going to have a havana of what's supposed to happen to this person. So says the Beis Halevi, yeah, in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, it's melamed shir biu behem al chaya. That was the oifen, that's the way this played itself out. But in Midrashim, it's before not that way, that the behemoths and the chayas wanted to do it themselves. How's that even possible? It's because of man's sin. Man's sin reached such a level that it affected the behemoths, the chayas, even the daimimim. You find this inyan by. And it's all an oystruck of how degenerate the generation was. That it got to a point of kihishchis kol basar es darkei alahar.